First Chronicles, Chapter 22. Then David said, "This is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of the burnt offering for Israel." And David commanded to gather together the sojourners that were in the land of Israel, and he set masons to cut hewn stones to build the house of God. And David prepared iron in abundance for the nails for the doors of the gates, and for the fittings, and bronze in abundance without weight, also cedar trees in abundance, for the Zidonians and they of Tyre brought much cedar wood to David. And David said, "Solomon my son is young and tender, and the house that is to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent, of fame and of glory throughout all countries. I will therefore now make preparation for it." So David prepared abundantly before his death. Then he called for Solomon his son, and charged him to build a house for the Lord God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, "My son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house under the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 'You have shed blood abundantly, and have made great wars. You shall not build a house under my name, because you have shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. Behold, a son shall be born to you, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about, for his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Now, my son, the Lord be with you, and prosper you, and build the house of the Lord your God, as he has said of you. Only the Lord give you wisdom and understanding, and give you charge concerning Israel, that you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Then shall you prosper, if you take heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong, and of good courage, dread not, nor be dismayed. Now, behold, in my trouble I have prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, and 1,000 talents of silver, and of bronze and iron beyond weighing, for it is in abundance. Timber also and stone have I prepared, and you may add to it. Moreover, there are workmen with you in abundance, hewers and workers of stone and timber, and all manner of skillful men for every manner of work. Of the gold, the silver, and the bronze, and the iron, there is no limit. Arise therefore, and begin working, and the Lord be with you." David also commanded all the princes of Israel to help Solomon his son, saying, "Is not the Lord your God with you? And has he not given you rest on every side? For he has given the inhabitants of the land into my hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord, and before his people. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise therefore, and build you the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and the holy vessels of God, into the house that is to be built to the name of the Lord."